First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the crash of the industrial world. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. Forbes magazine is a capitalist tool. That's not an insult, that's its self-proclaimed motto. Known for listing, rating, and pandering to billionaires and business, serving as it does the biggest and baddest industrialists in the world, Forbes and Forbes.com is where you would expect to find pollution, propaganda, and climate change denial. It is the last place you would look to find a hair-on-fire climate change authority explaining in great detail why we should, in effect, brace for impact. But guess what? The man has bitten the dog. The scientist is Dr. John Hart of the University of California, Berkeley, Department of Environmental Science, Policy, and Management. He has, for decades, been a leading authority on the biological effects of global climate change. It's a long interview with Michael Charles Tobias that's currently available on Forbes.com, and Dr. Hart makes the following points, among many others. 1. It's happening too fast. Global warming is progressing, and its effects are mounting far more rapidly and dramatically than in the worst-case scenarios of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a committee that aggregates and publishes the work of researchers worldwide. While the IPCC estimates are solid with respect to the greenhouse effect, heat trapped in the atmosphere by pollutants such as carbon dioxide, according to Dr. Hart, they do not take into account a number of feedback mechanisms that are started by the warming and make it worse. He says, when the planet warms a little from any cause, it responds by releasing from the land and sea to the atmosphere huge amounts of carbon dioxide and methane. These greenhouse gases contribute to further warming. By some estimates, the additional warming could raise mid-century temperatures by as much as 11 degrees Fahrenheit, far more than mankind has ever experienced in our entire evolutionary existence. Thus, while the IPCC studies estimate global warming of 3 to 8 degrees Fahrenheit by 2050, Dr. Hart says it may be more reasonable now to expect an increase of 11 degrees. Significant? He points out that when the world was 10 degrees cooler than now, New York was under 300 feet of ice. Point number 2, there are too many unforeseen consequences. Take the summertime melting of Arctic sea ice, itself a feedback mechanism that accelerates warming. Dr. Hart says it will have effects far beyond reopening the ancient Northwest Passage to commerce, no doubt a boon to most Forbes subscribers. Dr. Hart says that the resulting deluge of alien Pacific species into the Atlantic promises to create gargantuan problems for the Atlantic marine ecosystem. It is frightening, he says, to think that just in my lifetime I have witnessed a planetary change caused by human population growth and our fossil fuel consumption on a scale that Earth has not experienced in several million years. And point number 3, there are way too many people. Dr. Hart emphasizes a truth that's been well known and studiously ignored for some time now. As he puts it, our global population is unsustainable. We are now permanently destroying renewable resources, cropland, clean water sources, genetic biodiversity, just to produce enough food and resources for our current population, which continues rapidly to increase, over 225,000 people per week. So even with declining growth rates, we still have way too many people on the planet. Having described how fast the bus is going and how close it is to the edge of the 1,000-foot cliff, Dr. Hart and his interviewer do the required fantasizing about how a soft landing might come about. Responsible leadership here would greatly reduce the risk of catastrophic global warming, says Dr. Hart. And if someone was to strew the rocks with pillows, perhaps no one on the bus will be hurt. The facts are that there is no recognition by the leaders and the institutions of this or any other industrialized country of the seriousness of the problem, nor is there the slightest possibility of that recognition occurring in the foreseeable future, let alone any serious measure being taken to deal with it. The bus is in for a hard landing, and now the subscribers to Forbes know it. But do they know they're on it? For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.